He brought the canteen back to his hole. For a long time he left it beside his hole as he continued to dig. Then, when he was so thirsty that he could hardly stand it any more, he unscrewed the cap, turned the canteen over, and poured it all out onto the dirt. He was afraid that if he'd waited another second, he might have taken a drink. After Stanley taught Zero the final six letters of the alphabet, he taught him to write his name. Capital Z-E-R-O. Zero wrote the letters as Stanley said them. "Zero," he said, looking at his piece of paper. His smile was too big for his face. Stanley watched him write it over and over again. "Zero, zero, 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 zero." In a way, it made him sad. He couldn't help but think that 100 times zero was still nothing. "You know that's not my real name," Zero said as they headed to the rec room for dinner. "Well, yeah," Stanley said. "I guess I knew that." He had never really been sure. "Everyone's always called me Zero, even before I came here." "Oh, okay." "My real name is Hector." "Hector," Stanley repeated. "Hector Zeroni."
Hector Zeroni. 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 Why does that name sound familiar? Wait a minute. Wasn't that the name of the old woman that Stanley's great-great-grandfather was supposed to carry up the mountain? Let's check page 29 to make sure. Look, it is the same. Madame Zeroni. Do you think Zero's related to her? I think we need to keep track of these coincidences. Let's see. First, Stanley found a lipstick tube with the initials KB on it. Those are the same initials as Kiss and Kate Barlow, the outlaw who robbed his great-grandfather. And we know that Kate Barlow lived right in Green Lake, where Stanley is now. Also, we just found out that Zero has the same last name as Madame Zeroni. Let's watch out for more coincidences as the book continues. Let's go on to chapter 28, beginning on page 120.